It's good to be in the Lord's house. One more time. It's an honor to be with God's people. I'm going to tell you tonight, I'm just about as nervous as I've ever been in my life. Scared to death. I wouldn't want to hear a man that wouldn't. This ain't about me. It ain't about you. But it's all about Him.
Amen.
It's all about Him. Remember one night, I'll get started in a minute, I'm sure. But I remember one night in an old queen-size bed, master bedroom of a double-wide Clayton home trailer, when it was all about Him that night too. Didn't have anywhere else to go, folks. I'd heard the gospel preached and heard about how to get to glory land. I wasn't so concerned with getting to heaven. I just wanted to get out of that awful place called hell. It's a real place today. Just as real tonight and just as hot tonight as it ever was. That's right. So if you would bear with us for just a little bit, I'm a redneck hillbilly. That's just the way I am. And so I preach like one. I want you to know. Ain't got a whole lot of sense, but I do know that I'm born again beyond any shadow of a doubt. I know that. I know it's too late, Brother Master, to say that that I don't know nothing about that. I've already felt Him down on the inside. Done felt Him down on the inside. There's a wheel inside of a wheel that begins to turn, and when it turns, why, I know what it is. You hear me? I ain't never, now you pray for us for just a little bit tonight, but brethren, I know when the Spirit shows up. If it don't show up in just a minute, I ain't too big to sit down. I'm not, but I know this. Thank God if God will help me, I'll try my best for Him. So if you got your Bibles, one turn with us over in John, about the 14th chapter of John. And if I can find it here, I believe it's in the 6th verse. It said, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. If you had have known me, ye should have known my Father also. And henceforth ye know him, and ye and have seen him. That's all I feel like I need to read. I don't know if I'll touch on any of that or not, but you pray for us for just a little bit. God, if I've ever need your help, I need it right now. And I thought about that on the way over here this evening. Why, I guess back in November, I guess me and my dad came, and daddy came with me. And I ain't never been this far over in the state by myself and by myself on the interstate. And I got to thinking about this landmark and that landmark. And I'm telling you, after a while, I begin to see some things that that I remembered along the way over here. And the last time you pray for us just a little bit, Joel, but I'll declare to you, brethren, I've seen some things down along the way, brethren, that proves that that's who He says that He was. And brother, you pray for us for just a little while tonight. Amen. I'm going to try to mind the Lord. Oh, but I'll declare to you tonight, I'm 26 years old. Brother, there's not a lot that I know of. But I tell you today, I ain't got enough sense to get across the Smoky Mountains or going back home. But I ain't never been to California. And I don't know how to get there. I guess at some point you'll take 40 and go all the way to Los Angeles. I'm sure that's how it is. But I really ain't never been there before. But brother, I tell you, I've been to a place. I'm on Calcutta. Brother, I can tell you exactly how to get there tonight. Amen. You pray for God, help me for just a minute. Amen. But I feel free already. I want you to know. Amen. When the sun sets you free, you're free indeed. Amen. I felt that way ever since. Ain't it funny tonight? Amen. I'm just going to mind the Lord now. But ain't it funny when the Spirit of the Lord shows up and all of a sudden maybe you were tired and maybe I wasn't feeling real good in the body. I maybe just felt real drowsy. I maybe had a headache. I had a headache this evening. You know what? I might feel pretty good, Maddie. Amen. I tell you today, the Bible said that there was a way that seemeth right to a man, but the end thereof is the ways of death. But there is a way, brethren, that is right. Amen. His name is Jesus Christ. Amen. I'll declare. Oh, brother. And I was raised a long way away from here. Amen. In a little farming community called Granger County, Tennessee. That's where I was raised at. Raised under the sound of the gospel. My daddy was a preacher. My granddaddy was a preacher. All of my life. But that's not how you get saved. Amen. That's right. Your granddaddy can be the church deacon for 45 years. But I'm telling you, if you ain't never had a head-on collision with God out of heaven, you're still hellbound tonight. Oh, brother, I feel free now. Oh, I remember. Amen. I remembered audience faces the last time I was here. I remember shaking your hand, talking to you. I remember you. I remember jerking your arm off. I just remember that. Amen. How I was looking forward to get over here tonight. I'm just going to go with the Lord. How's that? Amen. I tried. Did you know today people's looking for something down at the house of God? That's right, they sure are. A preacher, what are they looking for? Amen. There's a way out of sin tonight. Amen. You know what? I've already felt it. It's none other than the Spirit of Almighty God. That's right. My brother. Amen. I might be a missionary Baptist by letter, but I'm a holiness by heart. Amen. Preacher, I wouldn't have said that. You need to get born again. Amen. That's what I'm on. On the highway to holiness. There is a way. I'm just going to go with it now. My grandma sung an old song. Amen. I'll just take the road that I know. It leads to where I must go. For Jesus is the way to God. There is no other road. I'll say, my friend, I'm going home. I'll just take the road I know about. All right. I'm all right. I'll find the right gear in a minute. Amen. Oh, brother. Amen. I got off the interstate this evening. And I don't know why. You know how you just do things? Hey, may get off at the wrong exit. Hey, you know how you do it? And now hear me now. I'm going to preach a while. Amen. You'll get off. I'm at the wrong exit. And I got to looking around. Amen. I'm not from around here, folks. But I got to looking around. It didn't take long until I started figuring out this ain't good. Amen. This ain't a good place. Have you ever been there before? I took a wrong turn and figured out in your mind that this ain't a good place to be. Amen. You'll get killed in a place like that. Amen. That's right. Come on now. Brethren. We got people sitting everywhere that took a wrong turn thinking they were doing right. I'm just going to preach now. Thinking that they were doing right. Thinking that everything was holy and good. I'm going to tell you tonight, not everything's right. Oh, but I'll declare, oh, when the Spirit shows up and God shows His face, I'm all preacher. I'm going to preach it. Oh, brethren, I'll get it whenever I want to.
No, you won't neither. The Bible said, that my spirit won't always strive with man. That's what the book said. Oh, Lord, what am I doing? That's right. But oh, brother, that's what'll keep you from taking the wrong turn. Hey, amen. All right, I'm going to settle now. I'm a brother. Hey, amen. You know what? I don't know where this is going, but I know where it's coming from. Amen. There's some preachers sitting around the house tonight that I'm about half intimidated of. Hey, but ain't it funny? Ain't it funny? When you're on the road and you know where it's going. Amen. Amen. I throw it in another gear and keep on climbing. I'm amen. Oh, preacher, I'm going to preach on everything I guess. A preacher, I don't know. I can't testify like that one does. I can't do this. Amen. I can't do that. I'm going to say, amen, just get in the truck and start driving. I'm amen. Told you I was a hillbilly. I'm amen. That's right. Come on, brethren. Is anything too hard for God? No. Absolutely not. Has he not? What am I doing? Has he not took care of everything that we have? Didn't them girls sing it just a minute ago when I didn't know what to do? For every time that you showed up in my life, I want to say I love you. I'm all brother. Ain't the Bible, amen. The Bible said over there in one place the Lord man told him, I set thee up way marks. Amen. There were 12 stones. Lord, here we go. There were 12 stones over there in the river. Amen. Showing where the tribes would be. Amen. If you was worried about your kids, wouldn't you get the biggest one, the heaviest one that you could find? I throw it across your back. Amen. That's right. Come on, brother. If I ain't big enough, this brother sure is. Will you help me? Come on, brother. Amen. Amen. And when we come in one mind and one accord and we get down in the river and we get the rock, you get one end and I get the other. We'll set up a way mark. There's a way and it seemeth that, but it's dead, but the rock will keep them alive. Hey, my boy, I feel good now. Hey, my. That's right. Hey, man. Oh, get them. Go get you something to put down here. Hey, man. Go get it. Your children, your grandchildren. Well, we've already had a good time. Why am I preaching like this? Hey, man. Your children, your grandchildren is going to have to see where daddy's been, where great granddaddy's been, where Mamaw's been. I've got an old grandmother. She's been dead for years. She'd be over 100 today. My papa was a little boy, a lost little boy back in the 40s. Oh, you know. And my great granddaddy was lost. I mean, man, it was my granddad's dad is who it was. I've had a big farm, the biggest in the county. He's the meanest old man there ever was. A lost is a ball in high weed. But my little great grandmother had something about her that that old man didn't have. I mean, man, as he said, Papa told me one time. He said, there's been a many a night at 2 o'clock in the morning. He'd roll over and wake up and hear Mamma down in the biker barn calling out to the name of God. I'm telling you today, that's what it takes. It takes setting enough waymarks. That old man made a preacher, and he still remembers a Mamma. I'm praying for her husband. It might not look like much now, but if you pray, if you live right, your people will know about it. Hey, man. That's right. Amen. I'm going to take a seat. All right. Oh, brother. I hope you're getting something out of this. I'm having a good time telling you. Amen. Set the upway marks. Amen. Jesus is Jesus. He is the way. Amen. He is. Jesus is not a good way to get to heaven. He's the only way. Amen. Amen. I'm going to preach it. Amen. I'm going to preach it. Thank God, Joel. Amen. Come here and look at this. You see this? I'm shaking the preacher's hand. And I don't feel no bit more sanctified than I do when I got over here.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. You can sign your card all you want to sign it, but one of these days she's gonna burn. That ain't the way to get saved. Man, that's right. I'm all over the place. Amen. And oh, thank God for a place you can come preach the truth at. Amen. That's right. Oh, brother. Amen. Oh, where else are we going to go, Lord? Amen. I'm all over it. I know. But where else are we going to go? Amen. Only you have. Amen. What we needed. Amen. That's right. Amen. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. I barely made it past the 12th grade. Amen. And it was with help, I promise you that. Amen. But somehow, at 15 years old, about the fourth row back at Friendsview Missionary Baptist Church, God said, go preach my gospel. That's some reason he did. I'm dumber than a bag of hammers, but God still loves me anyway. Amen. Oh, brother. Amen. Oh, brother. I ain't never learned how to preach, but I know how to get to the storehouse. I'll just take the way down there. Amen. I ain't never had to pay for a message. I just had to go get it. Amen. Where was it at? It's in my master bedroom closet. That's where I got them. On my knees at midnight. God. There's a little sinner boy down at the church. Will you give me something to say? Hey, man. An old brother. Hey, man, this is how. This is the way. These are way marks. Hey, man. And I, God, I need a way mark to get my people born again. And oh, God said it's going to be heavy. Strap it to me. I'll take it. Hello, brother. It takes a burden. It takes a load. Amen. Oh, preacher. You know, the best times that I've shouted was under a burden. Amen. All right. Lord of mercy. Now, here's the hillbilly part. I do a little farming over yonder. And we got to move equipment around a lot. Hay and whatnot. Sometimes it's heavy. And I know my way around. Sometimes there's hills steeper than a cow's face. Amen. It don't change the fact that the road goes over the mountain. You hear me? Amen. Don't change the fact that I've got a load behind me. But you know what I got to do? Down in a lower gear. Amen. Lord of mercy. Brother, you can't. Amen. I can't fly away all the time. I'd love to. I can't go loose and fancy free. I can't do that. You know why? Because when God saved me, brother, you know what I wanted more than anything else? To see somebody else get it.
Exactly right. Yes, sir.
Amen. Lord, I hope this has been something to you. Hey, man, oh, the way gets rough, it does. Let me breathe a minute. The way gets rough. The way gets hard to pull sometimes. But ain't you glad he didn't leave us out there by ourselves? He said, "Lo, I'll go with you." Well, get on in. Hey, man. You ever got outside before? This is how it really is to me. I get out in the driveway in the mornings. I'm going to go to the workplace. I shut the door. But something ain't right. Go over to the other side of the truck, open the door, and say, "Get in, Lord, we're going to work." Amen. There's going to be some... There's going to be some decisions I'm going to have your help on. Come and go with me. You already told me you would. Amen.
Yes, yes.
Amen. How's it coming across 40 Friday night about 1 o'clock in the morning? There's a great big curve, and I thought, man, I wonder how fast hit this thing. I know it wasn't going to be too fast. But you know, right before I got in the curve, you know what there was? Road sign. 45 mile an hour.
Yeah.
Going through the curve. Ain't you glad? Thank God. Before we mess up, he'll let us know there's something more that's going to hurt us.
Amen.
And he'll give us warning. Oh, I come in the volume of a book. Take it, learn of me. Take this book and eat it, for it'll be sweet to the mouth and bitter to the belly. Amen. Study to show thyself approved. Amen. Boy, we know the way. I'm him and that's right. But oh, brother, I'm going to preach it now. Hey, man, you might not want me back no more. If you don't, I understand. I'm, oh, but brother, this come out of heaven. Amen. Oh, I'll declare to you today. Amen. When we get right with God, we'll know before we get in to trouble. Yep. Preacher, I can do just about anything else. You need to get what I got. Yes. Yes. Man. Hey, man. That's right, Lord, I tell you. Hey, man. There's a condemning spirit in there.
That's exactly right.
Let me know exactly where I'm at. The law's going to be out tonight. It's 4th of July. They're going to be out. You know what we need to do on the way home? Watch our speed. Amen.
Yes, sir.
They're watching us. The world's watching us. And they're sitting there with their guns, waiting on us to go by to see how bad we've messed up. Yeah. Amen. Yeah, oh, you know what them road signs are for? It's to keep us in my remembrance of what we're doing. Amen. Just in case you're wondering, I'm not an impaired driver. What I've got is real. It's pure. I ain't distracted either. Amen. He said, Lord have mercy. He said to walk in the Spirit. And you would not what? Fulfill the what? Lust of the flesh. That's what the book said. Amen. Lord have mercy.
Amen, preacher.
That's right. Lord. Man, I got to see what Tatton's doing. No, you don't. I told Maddie coming over here, I was telling her some trucker slang. I've been in that business all my life. We got a term, we say, keep it between the mustard and the mayonnaise. Tickler. Keep it between the mustard and the mayonnaise. Amen. Amen. You stay right in his back door. And if you will, it takes paying attention. I'm a going home. I'm getting out of this place. I feel good in my heart. Amen. Oh, I feel good. You know why? Because one evening about 12 o'clock,
thank God.
I got on the ramp headed toward glory. And yeah. I ain't looked back since.
Thank God. Thank God.
I believe it's an eternal salvation. It's a life-changing salvation. I believe when you get him, I believe when you get born again, you won't want to go back.
That's right, preacher.
Behold, yes, yes. Behold, all things have become a different creature. I ain't the same little boy that I used to be.
Yes, praise God.
I hadn't shot nobody's cows. I hadn't run over nobody's dog, not to let them know about it. I wasn't mean. I was just lost. I was scared to death. How many of you believe in conviction? I do. You know how? You know why I believe in that? Because that's what got me saved. You got to be lost. Amen. You know why? Amen. You know why people went to the big roads? Because on them little ones, you get lost.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what, Mama? I'm all over the place. I'm wore out. Just give me a minute. Lord, this ain't like me. You know what Mama said when I just got my driver's license? She said, boy, stay on the big road and stay where it's lit up. Ain't you glad? Thank God we got a place when it's lit up outside, when it's dark outside, we can look out the window, amen, and see the light of the knowledge of the glory of God, and it's a shining in the face of Jesus Christ, and it's shining. Lord, I got my second wind. Amen. It's a shining in the face of Jesus Christ, and it causes its light to shine in my face. And if you got the same thing I got, it'll shine on yours too. We ain't got nothing to worry about. I think I'll just go with God.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
God, preacher. Hallelujah.
17-year-old, Nashville, Tennessee. That's what I wanted to do with my life. Bluegrass music, and I thought there wasn't nothing like it. Still don't. I love it. 17-year-old, went down there with a bunch of boys. We had a band who was going to play. Some of them went pro. You know what they're doing tonight? They're a fighting and a carrying on. And you know what I get to do? I get to come to my brother. And I get to love on him. You can have your money. You can have your fame.
Yeah, go
just
ahead.
Just give me Jesus.
Go ahead.
I'm going to tell you something. Thank
all
God
right.
If you came
that's
up
right.
And your
right.
Brother,
yeah.
You
right.
Need to see
yeah. Yeah.
What road
yeah.
You're
yeah.
On.
That's right.
Amen. 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 That's amen. Right. You know. And you pass from death yeah. To life.
Yeah.
Because
ahead.
You love yeah. The brother.
Yeah. That's right.
The world's a howling love, love, and it's perverse.
That's right.
But I'm going to say
yeah.
This. On the altar of God, right. You'll yeah. Find you a love like you ain't never had before.
Yeah.
And it starts on the highway.
Yeah. Yes.
Amen. Preacher, amen. You know what? Amen. Oh, I got to hearing this, man. I've been listening to you. Hey, man, you'd be here. I've listened to you a few times, and you'd get wound plumb up. And you know what? I was thinking to myself, that old boy knows something. And we know the same thing.
Hey,
man. And when you brothers get to testifying,
yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Amen, brother, I get to preaching about being on the highway. I can look at
yes,
you and go,
sir.
Yeah, I've been by there.
Hallelujah.
I'm amen. Brother, I tell you, we ain't in it alone. Amen. A preacher, they're going to make fun of us. Through the world, you'll have tribulation. Through the world, we'll have trouble. But be of good cheer. For I've overcome the world. Amen. That's right. And he'll give you a riding partner every now and then. Amen. And if you will, you'll be taken care of. When you go to the house of God, it'll tell where you've been at. It's real. It's the truth. It'll stand on it. Preacher, you're crazy. Amen. I'm saved to the uttermost, and I know that I am a preacher. I wouldn't act like you at all. You ain't seen what I've seen. You know why I wanted to be a truck driver? Because I can see the most beautiful parts of the country. You know what I've got to see going off this highway? Some of the most beautiful things you've ever seen in your life. But one of these days, I'm going to back into a dock. I'm going to unload this thing you're looking at. I'll be unloaded for the last time. I'll be there. He said, I'll go away. And I prepare a place for you. That where you are and that where I am, there you may be also. In my Father's house, Harmony Mansions. If it wasn't true, he'd have told us so. Amen. Amen. I'm on a highway. Amen. I'm using my Bible for an old man. The Ten Commandments tell me what to do. The 12 disciples are my roadside. And Jesus will lead me safely through. There'll be no detours in heaven. No rough roads along the way. I'm using my Bible for a roadmap. Gonna stop in heaven some sweet day. That's where I'm going. We don't use it much anymore. But if anybody's wondering where to get on the highway at, that's a good place. Preacher, I don't believe that the Lord was here. You better be careful about that. That's first cousins to blaspheme. Preacher, I wouldn't act like that. You might not, so I would.
That's good, preacher. Thank
preacher,
God.
They ain't going to like you much for that. Yeah, if you get the same thing I got, ain't nobody much going to like you either.
That's right. You're right, preacher. You're telling the truth.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
I got to quit. Said, lest you forsake father, mother, sister, brother, houses, land, this, that, the other. Yay! Here's another one we don't like. And who else? Hate your own life also. You cannot be my disciple. That's right. Amen. Amen. Anybody curious? I don't mean to get in the way, Joel. I wouldn't get in your way at all. You know why? Amen. Let me say this. Preacher, I've been saved for years. You might be. But you just might be sitting alongside the road somewhere. Watch not let us go by.
That's right, brother. That's right. That's good. That's good, brother. Amen.
You need to grab another gear. It's a bogging down. Amen. Lord, I told you I was a hillbilly. I preach like one. Do you know what? We've got them old trucks over at the house, and I'm a big fan of them. I work on them. Old trucks will smoke, you know. Looks good. Looks good. Looks real good. But you can't do nothing with them. It just blows smoke. Looks stout. I mean, it looks good. But it's weak as a ball of yarn. You're telling me? And it's killing that motor. You know what some of them are doing today? They got the fuel turned wide open, and they're just blowing a bunch of smoke.
Yeah, that's good.
And they wouldn't pull if you put anything behind them. Oh, it looks good. Big old shiny wheels.
bottom of the door. Come, I'm going to tell you, you better have a real thing. You better have something to pull right. I told you I was a hillbilly. If you ain't pulling right, come get toned up. Hey, man, it's a clean highway. You can't blow much smoke on this one. You'll get in trouble for that. You'll pay for it. Hey, man. Come on. Anybody need the altar? It's fair game tonight. Come on and get you some peace. I hope this has meant something to somebody. I've tried my level best. Appreciate you, Pastor. I appreciate somebody that don't get jealous over the pulpit. I've seen it. I have. But you know what? That old love will do. I come all the way over here to North Carolina, and I was hoping one of you boys just tired one off. You know what I'd have done? Get it. Hey, man. Well, that wasn't my man. That wasn't my man preaching tonight. You need to get you a new man.
Amen. Right. Amen, brother.
And he's in the lids of this book.
Amen.
Amen. Some of you don't know me from Adam, and that's all right. That's all right. Some of you remember me. It ain't the man. It ain't the preacher. It's the preacher. It's the Spirit of God. If you want to know how to live right, ask the preacher. When the Spirit in this thing, when the Scripture and the Spirit get together, you know what that becomes? The gospel. When it comes, I don't care who it is, listen to it. And them people, there ain't nothing no more aggravating. I'm about done. I got a promise. There ain't nothing no more aggravating than going up a mountain, some old truck in a fast lane, loaded. Ain't that aggravating? Ain't that what we do sometimes? Trying to get it in the right gear and you're just grinding them. Hey, man, I'm making a fool of yourself. Get over it. Get over till you get right. And when you find the right gear, then go on. But sometimes we need to bear a burden. If it means going slow, let's go slow. But if it means coming in, blazing a blue trail, blaze it. Fly with it. But I'm going to tell you something. There's a way that seemeth right. There's a way that is right. Love you, preacher. You want to know how to do it? Just mind the Spirit. Need the altar tonight? It's a